Can you get me up on this one, Brother Roy? It's Lillian. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 1. I ask you to pay real close attention this morning as I'll be bringing a message the Lord gave me a long time ago as I was studying this scripture. And I was reading this scripture one day and this one phrase jumped out at me. All right now, everybody look at me. There's a lot of people in here and I know there's a lot of finagling around, so I'm waiting for y'all get good and still and look at me. You think it's hard to look at me? How would you like to look at all of yous for 30 minutes? Okay. As I was saying, you usually think of Ephesians 2, you think of grace and not of works, lest any man should boast. And it's in there. But I read this scripture and it said, and you hath he quickened, verse 1. Now that word quicken means made alive. You'll notice all the way through the Bible it says the quick and the dead, the quick and the dead. The word quick in the Bible means alive. And I thought, well, I wonder why it says it like that. And I thought, well, the quick is when you cut your fingernail down too far and you cut it down about an eighth of an inch further than it's supposed to be cut. Then you take a pin and stick it in that little pink part. And you'll find out if you're alive or not. That's called the quick. Now, in the Bible, it talks of two kinds of people. The quick and the dead. Quicken mean made alive. And dead meaning dead in trespasses and sin. The Bible said she that liveth in pleasure is what? Dead while she liveth. One time there's a fellow come to the Lord and he said, Lord, let me follow you. And the Lord said, come on. And he said, but let me first go and bury my father. And the Lord said, let the dead spiritually bury the dead physically. You come and follow me. So if a person's in their sins, according to the Bible, they are dead in trespasses and sin. They have no spiritual life. All right, it might be like that teacher who taught them little boys that in Sunday school and taught the whole lesson on the quick and the dead. And little Johnny didn't pay attention half of the lesson, and she asked him at the end, she said, all right, now, Johnny, you tell us who the quick and the dead are. And he'd been goofing off the whole class and not paying attention. He lived out in the busy on the highway, and he said, the quick are the ones that get out of the way of the cars, and the dead are the ones that don't. But in the Bible, the quick are the ones that have been made alive by the Lord, and the dead are the ones of those still in sin. So you have all the people out here in the world in their sin. In the Lord's sight, spiritually, they're dead. Verse 2, before you got saved, you were dead. Wherein, in time past, you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. See, you used to walk that way, but now you don't. And verse 3 tells how you used to do before you got saved. Among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath. You'll notice back there in verse number 2, I believe it is, where the Bible said, in time past ye walked according to the course of this world. That's what I want to preach to you on this morning. The Lord gave me that thought, the course of this world. The world you and I are living in this morning is on a course. The word course means a way, a path, like a road, a path of travel. Like a river starts at the top of the mountain and it starts winding down the mountain and it follows a course. And all the other water that comes out of the spring up there follows that same course the river travels on. Interstate 40, if you'll look at it on a map, it follows a course. The new bypass they're building around town will follow the course laid out for that bypass and that highway. Now the world that you and I live in this morning, ladies and gentlemen, is on a course. Sure as the world. It's on a course. It's on a way. It's on a path of travel. It's like, reminds me of one of those toboggan sleds where they start off top of the hill and they have to have a push to begin with, and they push them off and it goes slow. And around this curve and around this way, and by the time that thing gets down to the bottom, it's doing 100 miles an hour. The world started out a long time ago, back in the Garden of Eden. There was a perfect man, a perfect woman. That day Eve was hanging around, she's just shopping, she didn't want to buy nothing. She's just out there looking around, minding her own business. And about that time, a train pulled in. And on this train was the devil as the conductor. And the devil got on that thing and he stopped. He said, "How's it going, Eve?" And struck up a conversation with her. To save time, you know the story, where he talked her in to eating the fruit. He said, "Get on board and ride with me. I'm a going places, honey. And you and Adam can get on here. And boy, we're going to have a time. There's parties up ahead. There's a big times up ahead. There's fun up ahead. There's music and dancing. Get on board." That day, Adam and Eve got on board the devil's train. And went and pulled out of there. And he picked up Cain. And he picked up Seth. And he picked up them boys down through there, and that thing went on down through the Old Testament. Now the devil is still driving that train this morning. He's making a bid for these young people in here. He's passing by their house saying, "Get on and ride with me." That's the course of this world. The world started out somewhere. It's going somewhere. The world is on a path of travel. It's moving. It's not where it was 10 years ago or 20 years ago. The world is going somewhere. And that's what I want to preach to you about this morning. Let me say first of all about the course of this world. It is a crowded course. Do you know that? It's very crowded. The Bible said in Matthew 7:13, "Broad is the what? The way that leadeth where this world's going, and many there be which go in thereat." You know why we're in the minority this morning? You know why? I mean, there's a lot of people here this morning. It's a big crowd of people. But there's 38,000 in McDowell County. We are in the minority. Very few people are sitting in the house of the Lord going the opposite direction this morning. The vast majority of people in the United States are on the crowded road and the course of this world. Sure as you live. The way, there's many people on here. As you look down in the train behind the devil, the conductor, you see movie stars. You see athletes. You see country and western singers and rock and roll singers and great of the Olympic stars. And they're riding behind the devil. Now listen, it's going to be hard for you kids right here. It's going to be real hard for you. Because at school, nearly everybody you know's on the devil's train. And the devil's up there driving that thing. And they'll look at you like you're some kind of weirdo if you don't get on board and ride with them. And the devil say, "Come on, kids." When you get about 13 years old, the devil's making a pull for you young people. And he's saying, "Hop on board." "Why, look at who all I got on here. You don't think they're crazy, do you? Why, there's old Waylon Jennings and Dolly and Porter and all that bunch. Why, we all ride around together. Why, we have a big time, and Willie Nelson, old pothead back here on board. And this guy's here, and these fellas, and they're all on board here. And I got football players, and I got singers, and I've got statesmen, and I've got congressmen, and I've got Anton LaVey, and I've got all of them back here. Let's go. Get on board." And the young person that stands for God will have to stand back and watch that crowd go down the broad way. And it's very hard for a young person to do that, because a young person wants to be accepted. A young person wants to feel like they're part of the crowd. A young person wants to feel like they're in with what's going on. But I'm telling you, boys and girls, this morning, it's a crowded course that leads to destruction. That's the course of this world. Let me say secondly this morning, it is a backward course. It's going the wrong way. You say, "Well, most people, I know, most people's going the wrong way this morning." You say, well, it's real popular, and the fad is. Yeah, that's the way you know it's wrong. Whatever the crowd goes after is on the course of this world, and if there's anything the Bible teaches, it teaches the world going opposite from the way it's supposed to go. What's the picture of the world? In the Bible, the sun is a picture of the sun. The S-U-N is a picture of the S-O-N. The world rotates against the sun. If you're going with the world, you're going against the sun. If you're going with the sun, you're going against the world. You cannot walk hand in hand with this present world system and walk the same direction as Jesus Christ. It cannot be done. The world's going backwards. See, it all started back there in that garden. God said, don't eat the fruit. What did the devil say? Eat it. Now listen, I'll teach you a lesson here that you may never learn any other way. The way you know the devil is in something is that it goes opposite from the way God said for it to go. Now you think about, I just made a great statement. You may not know it. I'm not a great statesman, but I sure made a great statement just now. The way you know the devil's in something, it goes backwards. You remember back in the old horror movies? Boy, you'd watch them old scary movies, you know. And man, I tell you, man, I used to get so scared. I'd be sitting there and watching them. And what always scared me is when they'd have this woman at the top of the steps. She'd have this white dress on, this wild looking, the wind blowing. Oh, Lord, man. You about to have a heart attack. And boy, they'd always have the wind come blowing through and the curtains opening up. And boy, you know, all of a sudden the evil presence would come in the house and it'd always show the clock on the wall. And the clock would start going, brrr. Remember, it'd always start going backwards. You know why that? They don't know why that was. They don't even realize why they put it in there. But the devil makes things go backwards from the way God said to go. You look at anything in life and you can figure out if it's of the devil or not. If it's just like kids. God said, kids, obey your parents. What's the devil say? You don't have to do a thing they say. You be like that woman who took her little boy in there and she kept wearing him out and she thought it didn't do no good and she put him in the closet. And she said, as your punishment, you shut down that closet till I come get you. And she went back and started doing her housework and she noticed it was awful quiet in there. She expected to hear boxes and stuff torn, falling, stuff being torn up and the walls being kicked in and everything. She never heard a peep. She went back in there and said, I'm going to check on him. And opened the door and there he sat, just looking up at her. He said, I spit on your coat. And she looked at him like that. He said, I spit on your shoes. She said, what are you doing just sitting there like that? He said, I'm waiting on some more spit. Now, you know what's wrong with that little fella? He's full of the devil. That's what's wrong with it. You see, the devil makes you go opposite from what God intends for you to go. The devil makes things go backwards. In the Bible example is the herd of swine in the Bible who are out there feeding on the hillside and minding their own business. They're doing just like a hog's supposed to do. All I know a hog's supposed to do is and root and eat and just do that all day long. That's all they know how to do. And there's this guy, he's full of the devil. He is full of demons. And when the Lord come, he went pow and said, get out of him. And those demons went out of that man, went into them hogs, and them hogs went just like this, turned right around and ran down violently a steep place and jumped off in the ocean. Now, hogs don't do that, brother. Hogs don't do that. A farmer told me, he said, you can't make a pig run down a hill. Pigs don't run downhill. Their head too fat. They bump their nose on something. They have to always turn and run up a hill. And no matter which way you chase them, they always go up. But when the devil got in them, they do stuff that's opposite from what God said for them to do. You know why homes are breaking up nowadays? Because God said stay together, and the devil says break up. God says husbands love your wives. The devil says love somebody else's wife. That lets you know what's wrong with a lot of people in this room this morning. That's why they don't act right. right. That's why they don't do what they're supposed to. Because when the devil gets in you, you behave opposite of what God said to do. That explains the homosexual movement of our day. Hey, I want to tell you something, big boy. You might be brainwashed by TV, but God didn't make nobody a homosexual. You say, well, I heard a special on TV, and Paul Harvey said this, and Phil Donahue had this guest on there, and he said he had always been a woman in a man's body. You tell Phil Donahue and that guy that I said he's about high crazy, I'll tell you what's wrong with him. The devil got in him. God didn't make Adam and Steve. Amen. Say amen right there. Amen. Amen. I'm you know, used to, you preach that, boy, everybody would agree with you. We're living in a day when half of God's people's about brainwashed on that stuff. I'll tell you something, brother. Brother, a man ain't just full of the devil that thinks a man looks better than a woman. He needs to have his head looked at. He's got problems. He likes a brick having a full load. You know as well as I do that women are prettier than men. Now think about this. Rock Hudson. That dude was good looking. And I mean, he could have any woman in Hollywood, man, and took Gomer Pyle. Now you think a man like that don't know CD, don't see a head doctor, brother. I mean, there's something wrong with his noggin. That man's ignorant. Can you imagine all these women after Rock? Here he is. Golly. You know, a guy like that's about half stupid, brother. You know what that is? That's a sign of the devil. That's the devil. That's the devil. The devil makes things go backwards like that. This world's gone backwards. Everything's going backwards nowadays. Here you got the ladies out working for the state, brother, with old pair of boots on, you know, an old mug and a cigar hanging out, and their, you know, tall tobacco in their mouth, you know, and old sign hanging out there. Yeah, Joe Pearl over here, you know, and the men are in a little pair of white shoes, you know, at a typewriter in the desk, and wearing earrings, and you know, and gold chains, and everything. That's the devil in this generation. It's a backward course. I'll tell you, everybody's talking about this week, you know, it's Halloween tomorrow, and I don't know if Geraldo had it planned that way or not to have that special on Satan worship, devil worship on TV the other night, and everybody calling, people saying, watch this, watch that, watch. So I thought I'd see what it was, and I noticed several things, and I might mention to it again before the message is finished this morning. But did you catch something one of those birds said? And I believe it was that little blonde-headed boy that's saved now and got a good testimony. He said, in the satanic church, when we talk about right and wrong, they're talking about totally the opposite. To them, right is wrong, and wrong is right. Now think with me for a minute. If you'll notice, the trend of our day gives you the impression that what we've always thought is right is wrong. And what we've always considered wrong is now being accepted as right. That's a scary time that we're living in. You people don't know how much danger you're in right now. If you knew what kind of danger was over your head this morning, this altar would be full. People screaming and crying and begging God to help them. The devil's taken over. When I went to school, if a boy in our class was even a little bit sissy, I think a boy ought to have dirty fingernails. Some calories. Really, I think it's dangerous, this bunch of sissified boys we're raising in our generation. I think I ought to get them down out there and mash them in the mud sometime. Lord, if there's anything I can't stand, it's the way men are becoming women and women are becoming men. It's sickening. So I don't agree with that. Well, I'm doing the preaching this morning. Go get you a church and preach what you want to. I want to tell you something this morning, brother. That ain't right. Listen, I seen a little boy come out of the store down here one day, and I was down there talking to him, and he come out, you know, and he's a jamming, and he's a boogieing out through there and giving the wave, and all this stuff. I said, man, what's wrong with you? You got ants in your britches? He said, I'm like, oh, man, like, wow, man, like, what's happening, man? I said, whoa, here, boy, what's wrong with you? I said, what'd you get for Christmas? He said, I got a jam box and a pair of parachute breeches, and I got me a coat with 27 zippers in it. I mean, you know, when I was little, I wanted a bow and arrow and a bicycle and a BB gun. Now he wants a black, shiny coat with 27 zippers in it. Why would a man want a coat with 27 zippers in it? What's the use? You imagine be out in the rain, you know, and couldn't find your car keys. Well, you're getting drowned out there. I tell you, brother, there's something happening to our kids nowadays. They're all wanting to grow up to be Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson to me looked like somebody having watermelon withdrawals. Amen! You can say amen right there. I'm telling you something this morning, folks. That ain't natural for a man to act like that. Boy, I'll get some mail after this, and won't I? From my dearly beloved fan club. But it's a backward course. World ain't going the right way. It's going the wrong way. Evolutionists say the world got here by the Big Bang. You know what? They're exactly opposite. That's how it's going to get gone. They've always got it backwards. Number three, let me say right quickly this morning, it's a deceitful course. The course the world's on this morning is very deceitful. It'll promise you a lot and give you little. As much signs along the road saying, get on board, big time ahead. You know what he'll tell you, kids? He'll say, come on, get high, it's party time. But the devil never will show you the backside of that poster, kids. He'll never show you what's going to happen to Bon Jovi and Guns N' Roses. He'll never show you what a bunch of idiots them really are and what's going to happen to them. He's got you tricked. He's got you tricked into thinking there's some kind of a God and making you think that these people are the coolest of the cool and the baddest. Listen to me. I'm telling you, the devil won't show you the backside of the picture where you're beating your head on the floor somewhere. Your body's craving alcohol and another shot of heroin. The devil will never show you the lake of fire waiting on you where you'll burn and scream. It's a deceitful course. He's got the train going. He's got thousands and thousands of people on board saying, let's ride, let's ride. The devil won't show you what's on down the road. See, we're living in the age of deception. You don't believe it? Everybody in here envies the people out in Hollywood. Do you know where there's more psychiatrists per square mile than anywhere? Hollywood. And people have been acting so long they don't know who they are, what they are, where they're going, where they come from. Life isn't like it is portrayed on television. You can trick people into believing anything nowadays. People are so gullible. They don't think. They don't read the Bible. They don't pray. And anything that comes over the media, they believe it. They said they had these ladies up in New York. They went down and one of them said, oh, have you tried these whole rich ladies, you know, that had all this money and nothing to do. They all said, have you tried the new fragrance? Oh, it's just elegant. You know, it just has a touch of freshness to it. Downtown they had this new perfume. And it got real popular. And they, you know, they put it in this real fancy bottle. Real elegant stores and all the fine stores or Macy's or something on down. And they started selling it for $11 for a half an ounce. And they were just buying it like crazy. And they gave it some romantic name like Evening in Spruce Pine or something like that. They put that thing up there on the board. They put that thing up there, boy, and they started selling it. They started buying it up like hotcake. You know, somebody got a bottle of that stuff and checked into it, and you know what it was? pure, mineral, fresh water. That's all. It's unscented. Of course, I guess somebody in New York think fresh water did smell good. But that shows you the day that we're living in. It's deceitful. It ain't like it is on TV. If I could get you young people to see what a fake world television presents to you, it'd open your eyes this morning. I seen a guy one day and he had Bo Derek on his shirt, you know. And I thought, you know, she's just a girl like any others. She's made out of the same stuff. If you could see her with her teeth out, she wouldn't look so hot. I mean, see Bo Derek in the morning, you know, on her hair, all that stuff here. Hey, darling, hey, like that, you know. They ain't such hot stuff. I mean, I'd like to see her. Why don't they make a picture of her, or Brooke Shields, or Linda Evans, or somebody with a fever blister? You know why? Because they want you to think them people super duper human beings that don't, their breath stinks in the morning just like yours does. I just shattered your fantasies, didn't I? That's my job. My job's to make people feel guilty. That's what God called me to do. And you know what my job is? The Lord called me to open your eyes and turn you from the power of Satan to the power of God. That's what God called me to do. And I'm going to do it whether you like it or whether you don't. And I'm telling you, that bunch of junk out there in Hollywood ain't what it's cracked up to be. It's deceitful. It's deceitful. Why, you got people back in these mountains of North Carolina living up there in them hills that don't have no bills to pay, have well water, fresh, and brother, have a garden, live off of it, that's 10 times more happy than that crowd ever thought about being. The course of this work for. You don't believe it? Ask Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones, who drowned from partying too much. Ask Jim Morrison of the Doors, who overdosed on drugs. Ask him if the devil tells the truth. Ask Robbie McIntosh of the Average White Band, who killed himself with heroin. Ask Gary Thing of Uriah Heep, who overdosed on drugs. Denny Taylor of Sha Na Na, who overdosed on drugs. Al Wilson of Canned Heat, who overdosed on drugs. Sid Vicious of the Sex Pistols, who shot his girlfriend, stabbed himself, and killed himself because of the influence of drugs. Ron McKernan of the Grateful Dead, who overdosed on drugs. Keith Moon of The Who, and I go on and on and on. John Bonham of Led Zeppelin, who choked to death on his own vomit, where he drunk so much liquor he couldn't even roll over enough to throw up. I'm talking about Bon Scott of AC/DC, who choked and went to hell a few weeks after he wrote the song, Highway to Hell. He came down, he said, no stop signs, speed limit. Nobody gonna slow me down. I got my wheel, I'm gonna spin it. Nobody gonna mess me around. Hey, Satan! Hey, now, Jews! I'm playing in a rocking band. Hey, Mama, look at me! I'm on my way to the promised land. I'm on the highway to hell. And just a few weeks later, he made it. Number four, the course of this world is an accelerating course. It's getting worse. Getting faster and faster. They say in Washington, D.C. alone, in 1 year, they have 1 million abortions. In one city. Alcohol is at an epidemic rate. You know the AIDS scare. You don't think the world's getting worse? We didn't even have to think about AIDS 10 years ago. We just might as well face it. The world that you and I are living in is on a downward trend and it's picking up speed. Now the devil will trick you because we get new inventions and new scientific methods and the space shuttle and everything. Make you think that's progress. But while they're doing that, the world's going down, down, down. You don't believe it? Go to your average community nowadays and see if you find people with the doors unlocked like people used to. See if you find peace and happiness in the homes like you used to. See if the family gathers around at supper time and eats and has a good meal together in prayer and Bible study before they go to bed like people used to. We're living in a day when people are without natural affection. If you try to take a baby rat away from its mama, the mother rat will fight you. A chicken will claw your eyes out to keep you away from her dibbies. We've got to the place now where women in America are leaving their own babies on doorsteps, in trash cans. Down here, just 20 miles from here, just not long ago, a dog, German Shepherd dog, was out digging in somebody's yard. And dug up a little baby. I've got a picture in a book I've got of a little old girl about 5 years old. Her arm is totally pitch black like a piece of charcoal. Her face, the whole side of it, just swelled. It looks like charcoal. That's how black it is. It's just burnt. Her and her little brother, who was 3 years old, was locked in the bathroom by their own mama. Poured kerosene all around that bathroom and set it on fire to burn up her own two kids, flesh of her flesh, from her own body. I want to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, this morning. You can say what you want to. That's not natural. There's more to that than just being a sorry mother. That's demonic. Who would have thought 10 years ago they'd have had a 2-hour special on national TV about Satan worship and people would take it serious? But you heard the testimonies, as I heard, of women on that show the other night who told Geraldo that they had taken knives and skinned their own babies, peeled them like bananas and peeled them like oranges and hung them out on trees like clothes, laundry, to dry. That's going on right here. Less than 30 miles from right here, just a few days ago, in a Satan. Goes down that hill. It keeps getting faster and faster and faster. And you know something? The faster that thing goes, the harder it is to jump off. If you're on a sled and it's up here at the top of the hill, you can say, well, I can bail out anytime I want to. If that thing's doing 60 and 70 miles an hour, you see them trees just going by you like that. So I don't know if I want to jump off here or not. That's why it's so hard to get people saved nowadays. The world's taking them down the hill so fast, we're over here on the sideline saying, jump off! Jump off! You don't realize where you're going! And the devil's on there saying, pay no attention to them bunch of fools over there. They're just jealous because they ain't on here. Big time ahead, come on! Big time ahead, come on! And he's keeping them going. And we're over here on the sideline right on East Court Street saying, get off! Get off! Get off! You're going the wrong way! And the devil has somebody stand up and give a speech saying, look at all the fine people we've got on here. We're not going the wrong way. Them old crazy religious fanatics, don't pay no attention to them. That's the condition you're in right now. And you've got to make up your mind which one's right. Am I crazy telling you to jump off and get right with the Lord and forsake that? Or are they crazy trying to get you to keep on riding with them? That's your decision you've got to make this morning, teenager. One of us sure is wrong. Either I'm wrong this morning or the world's wrong. Make up your mind which. You say, I believe you're wrong, preacher. Okay, then the world's right. You go ride with them, see what happens to you. Brother Danny, I don't believe the world's right. Okay, then the Bible's right. It's a deceitful, accelerating course. I won't take time this morning because I want to say one more thing before I close, but I could say some things this morning about what's going on. In a mixed audience would be hard. It is so filthy and wicked. I tell you what, man. We ought to count our lucky stars and thank God that He's give us the Bible and the truth and has opened our eyes like He has. Most of the world this morning has no idea the stuff that I preached to y'all this morning and how it fits into the course of this world. They're in darkness. The last thing I'll say this morning, not only is the course of this world a backward course and a deceitful course and an accelerating course, but finally, it's a destructive course. You see, the Bible said in that verse from Matthew 7, broad is the way that leadeth to what? Destruction. Now, if you're going to ride the train, you better find out where the train is going. You think I'm just going to go out here somewhere this morning after church and hop in somebody's car and say, I'm going to ride with you. And they'll say, well, if you ride with me, you're going to go where I go. I trust you. Go ahead. Well, I'm liable to ride up in Glenwood or Georgia or Mount Mitchell. Or no telling where. I won't go to Hoppeton. And if you get in my car after we go to brother's house and eat this evening, you know where you're going? You're going to Hoppeton if you ride in my car. That's where you're going, like it or not. Now, you know what some of you better do? You better wake up and realize who you're riding with and where that thing's going. If you ride with the devil, you're going to go where he goes. You know where he's going? He's going to hell. And you're going to plunge right over the cliff with him. And it's going to happen. You know, they said that before Jane Mansfield died, that she had a friend that used to write to her and send her letters and try to get her to get saved and give her heart to the Lord. And they said, Miss Mansfield, please trust Jesus and come to the Savior. Get in church. Go to church. And they said, they got a letter from her, and Jane Mansfield said, well, I thought you'd be glad to know I finally got in church. She said, I've joined the church of Satan. And I've given my mind, body, and soul to the devil. And it wasn't but just about 2 weeks after that, to right outside of St. Augustine, Florida, down there. They just come out through there and that other car hit them and took her head off her body. The devil come to collect. He ain't playing fair with you, teenager. He's not playing fair with you, young people. He'll tell you you can have fun. He'll tell you, well, look at so-and-so. They're doing it and nothing bad's happening to them. And the devil will blind you of what's really going to happen to you. Listen, there's teenagers all over this building here this morning that you know good and well you're not right with God, and the way you're living is going to catch up with you, and you're in trouble, trouble, trouble if you don't get right. You're going the wrong way. And I love you this morning. That's why I'm telling you, jump off. Jump in the arms of Jesus. This thing of the devil, brother, is getting more and more and more and more real. When you have sergeants and lieutenants and congressmen say, yes, it's going on. Yes, the pentagrams are being found. Yes, the bloodless animals are all over the place. Yes, there's something going on. And it's because we're almost at the end. And you got a choice to make. I want you to bow your heads. Close your eyes just a minute. They're going to get us a song, Christians Pray. In just a moment, we're going to stand and give an invitation. Boys, which road you on this morning? Huh? Girls? Are you on the wrong road? I'll guarantee you there's a lot of people in here this morning. Please. Please pray. There's a lot of people in here this morning that's on the wrong road. Maybe there's someone here, it's a young person, say, Brother Danny, I'm on the wrong road. My life ain't what it ought to be. I need to get off that train, get right with God. And I want you to pray for me this morning. I wonder, among you, all you that are young people here this morning, would you say, Brother Danny, please, I want this church to pray for me. Slip up your hand. Just take your hand up and take it right back down. God bless you. God bless you, boys. I see your hands. God bless you, sir. Anyone else? God bless you, young lady. Anyone else? I see your hand back there, young man. Just raise it up and take it right back down. We're going to pray for you this morning. Ain't nobody going to come to you or embarrass you. We're not going to try to drag you to the altar. We just won't pray for you. Anyone else? Right quick. Slip it up. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Anyone else before we pray? How about it, mamas and daddies? Maybe you're a visitor here this morning. Okay, I see your hand, young man. I see your hand, ma'am. Thank you. I see yours, ma'am. Thank you. Anywhere else? Hold it up. I see your hand. Anyone else? Anyone else? Mama, daddy, I see your hand back there. All right. God bless you. Appreciate you raising your hands. Christians, you pray. Now, if you're here this morning and there's a real need in your heart, you need to get right with the Lord. Your time is running out, friend. The course of this world is a destructive course, and it's getting worse. It ain't getting no better. You're kidding yourself if you think it is. May God help you this morning to turn your whole life over to Jesus Christ before it's too late. If you're here this morning, you've never been saved. Walk down these aisles and come bow here on this altar, and the Lord will save you this morning. There'll be somebody here to pray with you and help you if you'll come. Father, do what ought to be done in our hearts this morning. Help these that lifted their hands to come and settle this thing once and for all and forever. And Lord, if there's Christians in here this morning that's been deceived and tricked by the devil, and Lord, they're not living like they ought to live, touch them this morning and help them to rededicate their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's stand this morning. We'll sing the first verse of Just As I Am Without One Plea, that thy blood was shed for me. You that lifted your hands this morning, if you mean business with God, while we sing this first verse, I want you to just get out of your seat and come. And let's pray. Come on right now. Come on.
Just
amen. Amen. Just come on right now. Let's settle it this morning between you and the Lord. Will you do it? The world's going the wrong way. Why don't you come right now? Let's settle it once and for all. Amen. 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 Let the Lord help you this morning. Amen.
Of God I come. I come.
The Lord dealing with you today. Deep down inside you think, man, I need something. I need something from God this morning. You say, my goodness, there's so many people here. I could never go up there in front of all these people. Don't you worry about that. There's people in here praying for you and loves you, and they want you to come. They want you to come. Don't wait, friend. Many of you that raised your hand, why don't you just come on down here this morning? Let's get on the altar and turn it all over the Lord. You don't know when your last day is. You don't know how long you've got. And I love you. I wouldn't talk to you like I did this morning. It's hard to. I don't enjoy just getting up and saying things that hurt people and make people mad, but I'm trying to shock you into your senses and let you realize how bad this mess is that we're in. Why don't you let the Lord help you this morning? Will you do it? Why don't we sing this second verse? I believe somebody in here needs to come. I believe somebody else needs to get something settled this morning. Why don't you come right now? Why are we saying? Why are we saying come right now? Come on. Come on. Let's get it settled today. You can do it. If you'll mean business with God Almighty. Yes, you can. Come on to Jesus. Come on. Amen. Some of you ladies pray with this lady. Let God help you this morning before it's too late. Come on, while we sing. While we sing, won't you come? Come on right now.
Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome heart.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Settle it today. Settle it, teenager. All right, let's bow our heads and pray for these on the altar this morning. Pray that God will help them. If you're here this morning, you're still not right with the Lord. I'm going to be praying for you. And I'm going to pray that the Lord will just do whatever He has to get a hold of your heart. Some of you teenagers that are running from God, I'm going to pray that the Lord will get a hold of you one way or the other. Don't ruin your life, friend. Don't do it. You can make a mess in 1 month that you'll live in the rest of your life. Don't do it. Dear God in heaven, we thank you for all you've done for us. Thank you for these that have come and responded to the invitation. We thank you, Father, that we're off of the course of this world. Where in time past, we used to ride with the devil. Lord, we got off and that we got saved. And now we're riding that heavenly train to glory. We ask you, Lord, to help us to reach others before it's too late. Help these that lifted their hand, God. Lord, they're brokenhearted and they're concerned about the condition of their soul today. I pray that you would help them and open their eyes. Help them to realize that sin ain't worth it. I pray for these young people still running from you. Lord, open their eyes. Help them to realize the devil make a fool out of them. Help them realize they'll ruin their lives if they don't come to you. And we'll bless your name and thank you for it. Dismiss us in your love and bring us back tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.